Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is May 27, 2026, and the theme is governance catching up with agents. GitHub is leading the daily signal with new Copilot controls. Its May 26 changelog lists stronger Copilot memory controls for deletion, scope, and the Copilot CLI. It also adds organization-level model rules so enterprises can target which Copilot models are allowed where. That matters because memory and model choice are now governance surfaces, not just convenience features. NVIDIA is pushing the infrastructure story. Its Dell AI Factory update frames autonomous agents as a full-stack workload, from desk-side workstations to data center racks. The lesson is that agentic AI is not just more GPU inference. Agents stress CPUs, memory, databases, retrieval systems, sandboxes, networking, logs, and review workflows. Google is moving the developer API in the same direction. Its Gemini API managed agents can reason, use tools, execute code in isolated Linux environments, and keep files and state across multi-turn work. That is a shift from calling a model to starting a governed work session. Developers now need to evaluate task security, persistence, cost, and approval gates. Google DeepMind is also expanding safety evaluation through its Singapore partnership. DeepMind is working with IMDA and ML Commons on multimodal and multilingual safety benchmarks. For global AI products, English-only text tests are too narrow. Real users bring local languages, screenshots, documents, voice, and cultural context. OpenAI adds the evidence layer. Its recent math result, where an internal model disproved a central conjecture in discrete geometry, matters because the proof can be reviewed by experts. Its provenance work matters for the same reason. Generated media needs origin signals, edit history, watermarking, and verification tools. NIST and the European Union are pushing in the same direction. NIST's CAISI is publishing model evaluations and agent security analysis, while the EU's General Purpose AI Code of Practice gives providers a practical path for transparency, copyright, and safety obligations. AI buyers will increasingly ask for evidence, not just capability claims. The takeaway for builders: make your systems agent ready, define memory scope, control model access, isolate execution, log tool calls, build workflow level evaluations, budget for the whole task, not just tokens, and preserve evidence trails for both content and decisions. Time for a quick quiz lightning round. Question 1. Why are GitHub's May 26 Copilot memory and model rule updates important? They show memory and model choice are becoming governance surfaces for AI tools. B. They remove the need for organization policy. C. They make all Copilot sessions stateless. D. They only affect classroom users. Answer: A. Enterprise AI tools need controls over what assistants remember, where memory applies, and which models are allowed for specific organizations. Question 2. What is the key infrastructure lesson from NVIDIA's Dell AI Factory update? A. Agentic AI is only about buying more GPUs. B. Agent workloads stress the full stack, including CPUs, memory, storage, networking, sandboxes, and observability. C. Agents do not need enterprise data access. D. On-premises deployment is irrelevant for regulated industries. Answer: B. Long-running agents chain many steps, so bottlenecks can appear outside the model inference layer. Question 3. What does Google's managed agents announcement signal for developers? The API surface is shifting from single model calls toward governed persistent work sessions. B. Developers no longer need to evaluate security. C. All agent state should be invisible to users. D. Code execution should always run in production environments. Answer: A. Managed agents combine reasoning, tools, code execution, and state, so developers must evaluate the whole work session. Question 4. Why does Google DeepMind's Singapore safety benchmark work matter? It proves English-only tests are enough. B. It highlights the need for multilingual, multimodal, and locally relevant AI evaluations. C. It replaces the need for model documentation. D. It applies only to climate startups. Answer: B. Global AI systems face real users across languages, cultures, formats, and modalities, so evaluation must match that deployment context. Question 5. What common theme links OpenAI's math result, provenance work, and NIST EU evaluation activity? A. Evidence trails are becoming central to trust in AI systems. B. AI systems no longer require human review. C. Benchmarks can replace production monitoring. D. Generated media provenance is unrelated to AI governance. Answer: A. Scientific claims, generated content, and agent deployments all need reviewable evidence, documentation, and verification paths. That's the code Mingle AI briefing for today.